seasonal anisotropy is very difficult to differentiate from summer heat stress. During the summer, when cows are exposed to high temperatures, that is 33.5 degrees centigrade versus 18 degrees centigrade, the estrus cycle tends to be a little bit longer and the duration of estrus is shorter and the intensity of estrus is less. Therefore, it's common to see the producers complain about anestrus when the cows are really showing subestrus. Throw together heat infertility and you've got a real problem during the summertime. Nutritional anestrus is probably one of the most important reproductive problems in beef cows. Postpartum cows have a negative energy balance caused by lactation. This negative energy balance is even more pronounced in first calf heifers, which are also trying to grow. The compounding of still trying to grow and the stress of lactation means that it takes heifers about 110 days to attain a 60% conception rate, whereas it only takes cows about 90 days to attain that same 60% conception rate. This is because the heifers haven't started cycling as soon. Even though the anestrus is occurring during the postpartum problem, feeding the cows adequately postpartum is not good enough. You must feed adequately prepartum to attain early cyclicity postpartum. Let's take a second to look at the availability projection table for cows and heifers. The tables all look the same. The day's rest could be interpreted as days postpartum. Then there's three different feeding levels, low, medium, and high TDN. The percentages within the table are conception rates.
If you look at the first table, you can see that cows fed well prepartum have an average conception rate of about 80% by 60 days postpartum. Conversely, cows fed well only postpartum take up to 80 days to have a 60% conception rate. Now look at table 3 for heifers fed a moderate TDN prepartum. It takes a heifer fed at a moderate nutrition level prepartum about 70 days for them to get about a 62% conception rate. And lastly, let's look at heifers fed well only postpartum. It takes almost 100 days for the heifers to attain a 60% conception rate. Now, let me clarify this conception rate. This is not for a single service conception rate. This is for the percentage of the herd bred during the breeding period. This is not a single service conception rate, but the percentage of the herd bred during the breeding period. Some ways to help control nutritional anestrus, besides from a good feeding program prepartum, are to breed the heifers a little earlier, second, weighing cows 100 days before they calve, and third, body condition scoring at weaning. Breeding the heifers about 2 to 6 weeks earlier doesn't prevent them from going through their anestrus period, but this puts them back in the cow herd so that they've had adequate rest and will be cycling when the cow herd starts to cycle. This is more of a preventative measure. A cow's weight 100 days before calving should be about the same as 24 hours after calving. Obviously, this isn't a practical thing, but it is a good historical measure to look at. Probably the best method to ensure adequate prepartum nutrition is to use a body condition scoring system. Cows that are thin can be fed more prepartum. Cows that are fat can be fed less postpartum. This body condition scoring is done at weaning when the cows are pregnant, therefore is a prepartum nutrition program.